BJ and Jamie.
You're so not a man in that relationship.
Why?
Jamie.
Coming up to the trip, like, you didn't know where you were staying. You didn't know where you were going. You changed it all. It's like, I wonder if she ever wants to just relax and have a man take care of her.
BJ.
I hope not. She does. She's screwed. Because I don't plan on planning anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday!
Woo! Oh, I'm so happy about Friday.
Man, the weekend is here. Yeah. You're really happy. Today's a big day.
Really? Why?
Well, you got golf with the old boyfriend.
Well, that's not like a big day.
Well, it's a fun day.
I know for you, like any event, it's like, oh my gosh.
Wait a minute. Going to play golf is a great day.
Well, it's not like a big day. Like, I thought you meant like, what? I mean, like.
Like momentous day.
Yeah, yeah.
In my world, you're right. That's it. Oh, by the way, this is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. The Odyssey app is free. You can take us anywhere. You get the podcast there. Friday. We are ready to roll, man. The weather is about to change.
I thought it was going to be a little wacky yesterday. It got kind of cloudy and stuff, but nothing happened.
Nah. Breezy, though.
Telluride got pummeled.
Yeah, we need the rain, and it's coming. It looks like we're going to get rain. I don't think we're going to get as much as they're saying, though. Yeah. I think this baby might peter out on us or something.
You said peter already.
Yeah, it might peter
in the 6 a.m. hour.
Well, it's one of those days, man.
It's one
just
of those
no
days.
No holds barred.
Oh, my
or
God.
No barred holes. I don't know what it is.
It was so funny. I was driving in, and we were playing Maroon 5, and I was like, wow, that song is so old, because all he's singing is about a payphone.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't have those anymore.
You got to go to a third world country.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, well, I'm in a payphone.
That song's a hit in Indonesia.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So, Fidel, what happened? I mean, our team wins 33-10. We score 33 points. And this is all the audio I have this morning.
Is it to Williams? And he burrows his way in for the touchdown.
The announcers were bored, dude. All their calls sounded like that. They didn't care to watch the game, it sounded like.
Well, to do 33 points, do you realize I have to play this like 20 times?
So he's talking about the Broncos. They won. Yay, it was a blowout.
Yeah, 33-10. We whooped them. They had no team, though.
I know.
Literally, everyone is injured.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback's out. Like, all the players are out. Yeah.
All right, we have Coldplay tickets. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, getting rolling here on a Friday. You stand by. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right here on Alice.
BJ and Jamie.
Woo! Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday morning. It's going to be a pretty good weekend. The weather is going to change a little bit. We're going to get cooler. We're going to get rain. The mountains are going to get pounded with snow, though.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I just got a notification from my cabin. 80% chance of rain.
You need it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's so dry out there.
Oh, my God.
I was just telling you guys that my cable got cut yesterday.
Do you mean your internet?
Yeah. The internet. Yeah. All that stuff went down. The TV went down. Internet goes down. Everything goes down. So I'm sitting there, and this happens about, I don't know, 11 o'clock. 11:30, something like that, and it goes completely out. And so I get on my Xfinity app, and it's very easy to do. And before you know it, you got an agent, and they're running tests through the TV and everything like that, and nothing happens.
Turn it off, turn it back on.
Right. Same thing. Are your cables connected?
Yeah.
Well, why? What did they mean?
Exactly.
It's worked for 6 years. All right. So anyway, we go through the whole routine, right? So eventually, I have to schedule a technician to come to the house.
Oh, God.
Between 1 and 3. Now, by now, it's only like 12:30.
Okay.
So I decided to take a nap. Well, I didn't wake up till 3.
Oh, God.
No.
Did they knock and then left?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
So I get up, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've just missed the technician. I got to start all over again. There's a football game tonight.
Right.
I'm panicking at this point because now it's after 3 o'clock. And then I call him back and get on the phone, and technician hasn't shown up. It turns out that I'd scheduled the technician between 1 and 3 today.
Oh.
Not yesterday.
Okay? Do you ever worry that you have lead poisoning?
Let me talk to my buddy, Spadell.
Okay.
He'll understand all this. Spadell.
Yeah.
Do you think I have lead poisoning?
Some days.
Yeah, just a hint.
Yeah, just a little bit. They did just have to fix all the pipes in Colorado a few years ago. Denver, a few years ago.
What am I saying?
And you drink tap water.
What am I saying that leads you to believe I have lead poisoning?
Oh, nothing. Just keep going with your story.
So the guy that's working on the basement, the carpenter, he comes upstairs, the construction guy, he comes upstairs, and I say to him, I say, man, the TV and the cable's out, and he stops in his tracks.
Oh, no.
He's headed to the bathroom, right? He stops in his tracks, and he goes, uh-oh. I must have hit something. Oh. And I said, what? Didn't even dawn on me, Jamie.
Yeah.
Didn't even dawn on me that that could be the problem. So we go downstairs. He finds the line, traces it, and sure enough, he's nailed it. He's nailed to put a nail right straight through the cable.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, God. Oh. So now I'm thinking that we have to, you know, replace the cable.
Yeah. Okay. That he can't just splice it.
He takes the nail out, takes part of that construction down and all that, you know, and it works.
Whoa, Eureka!
As soon as he took the nail out, it worked. It's got a hole in it, but it works again. So I call Xfinity and go, it's fixed. I got it. I got it. That was my day yesterday.
Wow. That's crazy.
I can't believe it still works.
I know, me either. Yeah.
Internet came back. TV came back. Now, will it go back out? Probably.
Now, does this concern you for him as a contractor?
No.
No. Okay.
No, because the wire was really hidden.
Okay.
Yeah, inside, because he was nailing it to a board. The wire was on the top side of it, and he couldn't see it.
Gotcha.
And he went right through that son
because
of a...
you have not had good luck with contractors.
Not
remember
at
the
all.
Guy that, like, did nails and they came through the closet door?
Yeah.
He nailed. He was you know, building out a room, and then BJ opens the closet door, and all the nails have come through.
It was a bathroom. He had remodeled the bathroom and it looked good, and then I go down to the closet to get a jacket, and when I open up the jacket, there's like 20 nails sticking through my wall, and they're out like 5 inches, and I'm like, what are you, the hell,
right?
Yeah. Then I had the busted concrete guy.
That guy got him for the
driveway.
Yeah.
He pours concrete. I guess it was a mixture problem, rain. I don't know what it was. But that thing cracked within 2 weeks.
Crumbled.
Yeah. Within 2 weeks. I can never get a break.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, but this one's little, so that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, this one, well, it could have been big.
Yeah.
When my TV goes out, that's big.
Especially when football's on.
When football's on. Yeah.
When I was 2 hours from kickoff for the Broncos game last night, I had no TV. I was panicked.
I did find out one thing about you last night is you don't like to talk about Botox during a football game.
Did you find that funny? I never heard back from you. I thought, I wonder if I pissed her off.
No, I hit ha ha.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
she liked it.
Yeah.
So
did.
Jamie is going to get Botox. When are you going?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So I just wanted to say the group, don't nobody make meetings on Wednesday because I cannot cancel a fourth time.
Seriously? Oh, it's the same one?
Yeah.
No. Wow.
She took me back.
That's not why I replied. I replied because you said, BJ, you should go. I'm reading it straight from here. Just don't schedule anything for Wednesday. I'm finally getting Botox. BJ, you should go with me.
And get a touch
God
up.
God knows you could use a little touch up.
I didn't say God knows. I said
four. That's the way I read it. I said you put fire, 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 fire.
I said you should go with me for a little touch up because you haven't had Botox in 10 years.
Now, I don't know what fire, 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 fire means, but it's not good.
Yeah, that means you'll be smoking.
Oh, is that what it
means? Yeah.
Oh, I took it bad.
I was like, just come with me.
But I'm watching the Bronco game when this text comes through, because you guys had sent a couple of texts about the social media stuff and all this, and it was nothing that I needed to get involved in because I'm watching a football game, right? And then she sends me, I need a Botox touch-up. And she sends it as if, BJ, you need to reply. And I'm like, I'm not talking Botox during a football game. That is sacrilegious for a dude.
That's what he sent. He sent to the whole group. I am not talking about Botox during a football game.
Maybe I have lead poisoning. I don't know. Maybe.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. All right. It is Friday. We mentioned that. We are very excited that it is a Friday. Friday, Friday, Friday. This is so embarrassing for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God. I feel so bad for him. Patrick Mahomes, as you know, is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Way back in February, February 3rd, his father, if you remember, was pulled over and for drinking and driving. And it was kind of like right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? And we didn't know what was going to happen. It made headlines. So that, first of all, was completely humiliating for Patrick Mahomes. In fact, I remember they interviewed him about it, and he said, it's a family matter. It's a private matter. I don't want to speak about it. You know, just embarrassed, right? Well, unfortunately, TMZ has gotten a hold of the actual body cam from the police officers, and they've released it, I think, early this morning. And it's Patrick Mahomes Sr., who got pulled over. He was drinking and driving, trying to use his son to get out of the DUI. Here it is.
I'll let you do what you got to do, but, you know, dude, this is crazy. My son's getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, and I'm doing interviews 5 or 6 a day, and then now this is going to be on the news, which is going to him, and it's probably up, he probably won't win the Super Bowl, but that's fine. If that's what y'all want to do, that's good. What you mean you're not telling anybody? It's gonna be on the news as soon as I get in there.
He's not wrong.
Spadil, didn't you say it's like 15 minutes long and he's just cussing and cussing
the whole time, man? He uses more F words than a sailor.
Oh,
but you could tell that he's been through this before.
Yeah.
Just by the way, he's like, oh, whatever you guys have got to do, but here's what's going to happen. My kid's going to be embarrassed by this.
Again. Because wasn't that his third one?
I think so.
Or
he's
fourth
he's
one?
Had a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, poor Patrick Mahomes. Like, I thought this went away. Nobody was talking about it. Now it's been dug up again. Kind of a bummer.
By the way, that guy, he got sentenced, 2 weeks ago or so? I think it was.
Yeah, I think he
got community service. I think he got 30 days in jail or something.
I thought, well, is it here or is it California that's 3 strikes, you're out?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think they do 3 strikes in Colorado, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, and that was supposedly, like, I think his fourth one, because I remember thinking, like, uh-oh, 3 strikes, you're out, but I guess...
This was in Texas, right?
Yeah, Tyler, Texas.
Yeah. So maybe they don't have that rule. All right, let's see here. Another lawsuit about P. Diddy Combs. It's like exhausting at this point, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, but this is, I guess he was putting in that baby oil GHB, which is some kind of, I don't know.
It's date rape, basically.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Sorry, right. I didn't mean to use that word. Yeah. It's a really bad
drug. Friday.
Yeah.
It's a little early.
It's Friday, man.
It's a really, really bad roofie drug.
Yeah, so he put it in that baby oil.
Yeah.
And it said it would paralyze people.
That alone, because they confiscated, they said, 1,000 bottles.
Yeah.
If that's the case, that alone will put you away for life.
Oh, yeah.
Not even the accident you did.
Well, and why are they trying to find the doctor that prescribed this stuff?
Yeah, how did they get it? Probably got it off
the
internet.
Yeah, you don't, doctors won't prescribe it.
Well, they won't prescribe it.
The Rofinol or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you get it as a prescription.
Oh, but he, remember that drug dealer was on his airplane.
Yeah.
And he got arrested.
Right.
So that's the guy that did it.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, every day it seems like I have to read another story about that. Leah Remini and her husband, Angelo, have finalized their divorce. I'm really sad about this. I really like them together.
Oh, well, Jamie.
You know what they actually said, which I thought was kind of sad?
What?
They've been married for 2 decades. They said, you know, as it goes to marriage, it was a success. But I was like, that's sad. You know, because it lasted quite a while.
I'm not sure I understand it.
They're saying...
As far as marriage goes, 20 years is plenty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they called
it... I get it.
20 years.
Yeah. I think you narrow that down to like 7.
So after 7, it should all
trim
marriages should
bit.
Just be done.
True. If you successfully, or at least till you get a kid raised. Once you get that kid raised,
right?
Splitsville.
Then you can call
it
wins.
Go, man, go.
Spread
your wings.
Yeah, I was like, that's such a sad thing to write. Like, you know, when it comes to marriage, 20 years, what a success story. And I'm like... Oh, my God. My parents were married for 42. They would have been married much longer. My mom passed away from breast cancer. But I'm like, It's supposed to be forever. I know those vowels.
My grandparents were married for 60 years, and they were miserable. I mean miserable.
Oh, my God.
They didn't sleep in the same room. I don't remember the last time they even touched each other.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is sad. To think that they lived like that?
Come I know. On. That is sad.
I'm just saying. They were married for 60 years, and the last 50 had to be torture.
My parents were super happy, even with Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was, I don't know how.
She had to be a good woman.
Love right there.
I know, right? Anyway, so yeah, they finalized their divorce. Harry Styles has paid tribute to former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne following his death at age 31. I'm truly devastated by Liam's passing. His greatest joy was making other people happy. It was an honor to be alongside him as he did it. Liam lived with wide open, with his heart on his sleeve. He had energy for life and was infectious. He was warm, supportive, and incredibly loving. The years we spent together will forever remain among the most cherished years of my life. You know what I was thinking that is like the saddest story of all of this? I mean, obviously his family is sad. It's sad. But his girlfriend, so the reason why we thought that those videos were only an hour before his death is because they had scheduled them. So you know how you can schedule things to be posted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they had scheduled those. She had actually left like 3 days beforehand, but they had scheduled those posts. So that's why we were like, what the heck? But here's what's sad. Here's this poor girl. She leaves. Then she finds out there was two hookers there.
I know.
Right before he died.
I was thinking about that too, she's reading that.
Like, what kind of emotion is she feeling? First of all, obviously devastated. But then you find out two hookers were there. Before you fell off the balcony. Now you're just mad at him, too.
No kidding.
But you don't get to blame him. Like, you had hookers. You know, you have no outlet for that.
You feel bad for being mad at that.
Yeah.
He was a mess.
He was a mess.
She left town and he went off the deep end.
Seriously, it sounds like he just
because in that video, when I first saw that video, and they were saying that it was an hour beforehand, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way because he's so calm. He's so normal. And you can't go from that to that. What he did. In 1 hour with her there, too. So something looked off from the beginning.
Yeah, I guess it was two hookers, and I guess his manager had to pay him or something because he didn't pay him. The whole thing is messy.
Now, they're saying that he jumped.
No, they did say that, but now the new autopsy said that there was no recoil with his hands or whatever
to
stop.
He didn't brace himself.
Yeah, he didn't brace himself, which
he was wasted.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, because TMZ said the same thing, that he jumped. But now, this autopsy, they're saying he was unconscious and just fell.
Yeah.
Like, almost passed out.
Well, I guess everybody has their own, because the Argentina police put out theirs, and they said he jumped.
By the way, this autopsy, then they changed it after the autopsy came out.
Who, Argentina did?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, how can Argentina get an autopsy done so quickly?
I don't know.
Seriously, that's what I was thinking. I was like, we have to wait for months.
Months!
Before we know anything.
They did it like just...
Autopsies are pretty quick.
I feel like
you're thinking about toxicology reports.
I feel like we
toxicology reports takes weeks.
No, but I also feel like autopsies, I feel like because they have to do the forensics, and it takes forever.
I had an autopsy done with someone. Our family, and it was within a day that we had it done.
Wow, really?
It was within a day.
It did seem fast.
I was honestly
too.
Surprised about reading that.
Yeah, so they said it showed no, like, oh my God, the ground's coming.
Yeah,
you know, it was like
it's that. Just a sad story.
It is
31 years old.
Now, did he ever have any singles or anything?
He did.
He did.
Yeah.
I know he did one with that, whatever her name is. She was on stage. She tried to sing it, but she fell apart. But I didn't know if he had any, like, just by himself.
He does.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea. Oh, I had it pulled up called Stack It Up.
Stack It Up?
Yep. It's called Stack It Up.
Hmm. I don't know if I've heard Stack It Up.
Yeah, I don't know any either.
Maybe I have. Who knows? Let's see. Is there anything else? Oh, God. This is awful. Drake and J-Lo might be hooking up.
Oh, I saw that.
He only likes young girls. She's too old for him.
And he hit her up as soon as he found out about the divorce.
Yeah. He's yucky.
Atta boy.
No, Drake is yucky. Drake
is.
Flies through women.
She's yucky too, though.
No, but Drake's like a weird sleazy.
Yeah, but come on, man. She's yucky too.
No, but
she was with P. Diddy.
Yeah, but Drake likes young girls.
I get that. I get that. But I'm just saying, as far as weird
notorious.
Weird and little freaky. That she's the same thing.
Not like Drake. Drake takes the cake. I mean, I would say that J-Lo's much more calm and collected. Drake is like
he's a sleazeball.
He's been busted like talking to 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, he was messaging Millie Bobby Brown. That's the girl from Stranger Things when she was like 17.
Yeah. Yeah. Creepy guy. Yep. All right, well, good luck with that, J-Lo. There you go, tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday, a day after a big Bronco win.
Is it to Williams, and he burrows his way in for the touchdown.
Touchdown, Broncos! We beat the Saints.
I know, but that's not saying a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's a win, and it's on the road.
So that they didn't have their quarterback. They didn't have another guy. Like,
well, I'm just saying, Jamie, 4-3. Yeah. I mean, we started out, 0-2? And now we're 4-3. Man, you got to celebrate. Woo!
Okay.
I watched the game last night. I got to tell you, that Bozo, he's not very good.
He wasn't?
No.
No, he was missing wide open receivers.
Jamie, he was terrible.
He was.
Yeah, he was terrible. If it hadn't been for our running back who can run the ball like crazy and our defense that didn't let them score, we would have been in trouble last night. Our quarterback, that Bozo guy, is not very good.
He did not look good. No.
By the way, Jamie gave him the Bozo name, not me. Okay? But he's playing
the
Bozo.
Wait, you called him something else. What did you call him?
Bo Blows fits this boy. You love the guy. I know you love
I'm
the guy.
Believer,
you've got
man.
All the trading cards.
A believer.
Yeah. I think he's going to be good.
He sucked.
But if you look at John Elway and Peyton Manning, they sucked their rookie year, too.
Oh, my God.
It just happens.
This is what we're going to do every time he sucks.
No. We're going to move on. We're not going to do that. We're going to play. We're going to give away Coldplay tickets coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Let's see. What else was? Oh, I know what it was.
Yeah.
Remember that Amber Alert we got?
A few days ago.
Wednesday night.
Yep. Yeah, fake. they found, oh, okay.
Fake.
Oh, well, because they had updated and said the person had been found.
Yeah, the person was the guy who called it in. It was fake.
Oh.
There was no kid ever in the car.
Really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He got his vehicle stolen, and he told them there was a kid in there, so they would put priority on finding his vehicle.
Because it's been stolen before, and I guess the first time they stole it, they just didn't have any sense of urgency.
Yeah. Think about that
I've
for a minute.
I've never heard of anybody doing that in my
that
life.
Jacked up?
I mean, I've heard of people pulling the fire alarm so they get out of school, but this is jacked up.
Yeah.
When I heard this yesterday,
oh, my God.
I had the same reaction you did. I'm like, I literally got out of my recliner, which...
which that takes a lot.
I paced around the room going, who in the world would do something like this that claimed that there's a kid in the car that is in peril, life-threatening, to tell the cops, just so you can get your beloved vehicle back.
So he even used, like, the pictures he used were from a couple years ago.
Who was the kid?
His cousin?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Here's the story.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
It's crazy.
It is shocking. Yeah.
When I came in this morning, I said, Spadillo, you got to find this story for me, because if this is true, we all got it. Remember? On Wednesday night, our alarms went off. What time was it? Like 10?
I think it was like 9 or 10.
Yeah, it was
10.
9.
I was at the Avs game.
Yeah,
because
it was at 9.
I shared it. And then I thought, oh, great. I'm sharing something at 10:30. BJ's going to be like, were you still up at 10:30?
Dad's going to be mad.
You get to bed, girl. I don't care if they find that kid or not.
Right?
You get to bed. No, I would not do that. I love children.
I love children.
But what a schmuck.
Oh, my God.
I never
this
heard
is the lowest of the low.
This guy under the gym. Here's the story.
Okay. Daniel Reyes reported his truck missing last night. Police say he came up with an elaborate story saying his 13-year-old niece was visiting from California and was in the truck when it was stolen. He reported that to police. They issued an Amber Alert until a family called the cops saying the girl in the photo was not that man's niece and was, in fact, at home sleeping. Reyes admitted to police he made it up because when his truck had been stolen or broken into in the past, the police would take too long to respond or would tell him to file a report online. Now he's charged with a felony attempt to influence a public servant.
Wait, so it wasn't even his niece? It was he just had a random picture of somebody?
Yeah, somebody else.
Can you imagine looking and you see your kid is missing? You're like, wait, and you go in their bedroom. And you're like, nope, not missing. It's sleeping.
Spadil, what did you find out they charged you with?
Well, she said in there, a felony attempt to influence a public servant. Okay. And the penalty for that is 2 to 6 years in prison and a $500,000 fine.
Wow.
You know, and I'm really mad at this guy because I remember having feelings about this. About, you know, oh my God, concern and sadness.
I hate it.
Yeah, I did too.
When I get one of these with a kid that they're looking for, I literally, it affects me.
Me too.
Because I've got a kid, he's 6 years old, lying there next to me at 9 o'clock at night, you know? And all of a sudden I look at my phone and there's a kid out there in a truck somewhere with some thief, bad guy, you know?
Yeah, right. And I just remember like, oh no, I hope, I got to share this right now because I want them to find, oh, I'm mad at him.
I can't believe it.
What a...
I'm mad at this guy because he caused Jamie to text me. I normally am asleep. Throw him in prison forever. He needed to buy sleep schedule.
Yeah, right.
Is that the craziest thing ever? That's the first.
That is for sure the first.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
This guy, I mean, in your right mind, he had to be drunk or he had to be something.
I mean,
had to be.
I mean, we can't say had to be. Maybe allegedly he was.
Maybe.
Remember, you have to say like allegedly.
I wonder if
it's like
he had
a thing.
Yeah, I wonder if he had this in his head already. Like the last time his truck got stolen, because he said it happened before, that he said to himself, you know what? Next time my truck gets stolen, because they don't really look for those, I'm gonna use some kid in the car.
I don't see how you just come up with that on the spot.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking this guy in his back pocket, he already had it in his head. Uh-huh. Boom, I'm gonna use this.
That is nuts.
He probably should have Googled how long he's been in prison if you do use this.
I mean, or just take out your battery every night, you know?
I mean, it's a lot easier, isn't it? Well, guess what? He's not gonna be driving that truck for about 5 to 6 years.
Oh, he's going to be
in the big house with P. Diddy.
Oh, what?
I don't know where he's going.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with the subway guy.
We'll take a break. Sorry about that.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. Jamie, I don't know what to tell you. They're all over the place with the rain. I don't know if you're going to get your golf in. I don't know.
You know what? It's weird because, the same people, it's Fox, that are saying on TV that there's like this chance, big chance of rain or whatever. Their app is saying the exact opposite. Yeah. They're saying 15% chance.
Exactly. Yeah. The highest I get to is like 35% at like 8 o'clock
p.m. That's the pinpoint app. Uh-huh.
I haven't said this to you yet, but I've made a promise to myself, okay? That leading into this winter, which, you know, a lot of weather happens in the winter here in Colorado, that I'm not going to be a meteorologist anymore on the radio. I've decided that I'm just going to read it as it is and give you like, their prediction is this, their prediction is this. BJ has no clue, okay?
Is it because I told you you're like that commercial?
Yes.
Don't be like your parents?
Huh. Yes, yes. I'm done with the weather, okay? I get chastised for it. Jamie does it. You guys do it. And I'm sick and tired. Okay? You guys do it on text data at 51059. And you know what? I'm sick of you.
Well, it's
and,
just...
And so therefore, I'm not going to put myself out there anymore. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not. And I got to own it.
Well, and even the meteorologists, I mean, we're sitting here telling you that Fox 31 is saying one thing on television and the app is saying another thing. Right. It's like, you can't win.
It could rain in the next 10 minutes for all I know. You playing golf today?
I am playing golf today.
You know, if it doesn't rain, 60 degrees is great on the golf course.
Yeah, I mean, and it says, what does that say? Scattered, see that one says 40%. But yet the phone app says... Because Carson and I both have it, and it doesn't say any rain until 8 p.m.
Yep.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But on the desktop, it says 40% chance.
So you're Who on knows? Your own, folks.
You know what? I don't care. I'll golf in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Well, as long as your clubs don't get wet. If you get really wet, I don't like it then, but, you know, a little bit of rain, drizzle, whatever, won't
fine.
Hurt you at all.
It's
all right,
fine.
Coldplay tickets at 8 o'clock. I was going to mention this Whitlock family, but we're going to take a break and come back, and then we'll get into the Whitlock. Guy Whitlock, the guy that is in Copenhagen in the hospital.
Matlock.
I was like,
who's Whitlock?
What did I say?
You said Whitlock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was like, here's my head. Who's Whitlock?
I know. I think we're all trying to process.
I wrote down Whitlock.
See, that's that lead water that you're drinking. I told you, bottled water only.
With me, isn't it? Where did I get that from?
I don't know.
I'm even looking at the page.
Do you want to tell them about the first grade math?
Oh.
So last night, Frog comes home with homework. And every week, we have to make sure it's finished by Friday morning, right? That's mm-hmm. when you turn it in at school. And so last night, I was left with the homework duty because my wife had pottery, okay?
Wait, how does it, what is it?
Pottery. Listen, gotta make another saucer. Got it.
Hey, she's gonna be making you guys some money soon, all right?
So yeah. I'm in charge. And we only have one page left, and it's pumpkin carving, okay? And it, you got to write it out, do a plan and all this for the first grade. Man, it seemed like a lot to me. But so we do it and we lay it out and I failed miserably. I didn't read the directions. Oh. I just assumed that you just put down, bought a pumpkin, carved it out, put a light in it and boom, jack-o'-lantern. That was it. But I guess inside the packet, there were key words that you had to use.
And you didn't know that?
I didn't use one of them. So we get it done. We're ready for bed. Blah, blah, blah. My wife comes home and poo. They had to erase everything and start all over again.
See?
And
so he earlier
goes, hey,
today.
Dad, you would fail the first grade. You're not very smart, Dad.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. But see, I told you earlier, I'm worried about you and like something cognitive isn't quite right. And I think it's lead water because you drink tap.
I can't even get past the first grade.
And the Whitlocks don't know what you're talking about.
All right, this guy, Whitlock. Guy, Matlock. All right, we'll give you the details. We'll give you the update next.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, quickly here, I'll explain the Guy Matlock thing, and then we'll, you know, you can go to our fan page if you want to on Facebook for the GoFundMe.
Yeah, it's pinned to the top. It's BJ and Jamie on Facebook. Or you can go to GoFundMe and just look up Guy Matlock.
All right. This is a local story. The guy is from right here, Inglewood, I think it is, right?
Yep.
He is from Inglewood. He and his wife decided to go on a cruise to celebrate their wedding. All right. So they go on a cruise.
Yeah.
He gets sick. And they're in Copenhagen, somewhere in that area, when he gets sick. And then it's just
the
pneumonia.
Flu. Oh, yeah, he just had like the flu. That's what they thought.
Flu, pneumonia, whatever.
Yeah, and then it all of a sudden turned real bad.
Yeah, and then it went to sepsis, which is very life-threatening. So the guy ends up with, you know, a condition that I mean, it's dire. It really is. And even affecting his brain. He's currently in the hospital in Copenhagen. They're trying to get him back here to Craig Hospital here in Denver, Colorado. But they can't because it's not like you can put him on a commercial flight. They have to medevac him from Copenhagen to Denver. It's $150,000 to do it. So they set up a GoFundMe.
And they need cash up front. That's not like a pay per month plan. They won't, you know, charge them. They have to have the cash right ready to roll.
That's crazy, isn't though. It? You've got a life-threatening disease. You're in another country, and they won't take some type of a credit plan.
Yeah.
For $150,000. Who has $150,000 just lying around? I mean, think about that for a minute. I mean, just typical
That's
person.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Very
nope.
few
no
people
chance.
Can access that kind of money within, you
I
know, a few days.
I couldn't even get credit for it.
It's crazy.
Even if I applied my credit so bad, they'd be like, sorry, nope. You know?
Well, we've covered the story this week. And fortunately, the GoFundMe, I think when we started, it was around $60,000,
$70,000.
$80,000. It's now at $104,000.
Yeah, so
we're getting there.
Their goal is $150,000. I feel like Colorado can do this, right? You know?
Are you saying that he's gotten better? Or?
Yeah. So I feel like I don't know why, but I've just been connecting with their family a lot because I just want this to work. You know. So I talked to Caitlin, who is his daughter-in-law, and she said yesterday or the day before yesterday that he tried to set up. They tried to set him up a little bit. It didn't go exactly perfect, but at least he got up a little bit and then they put him back down. He is following them with his eyes.
Wow.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then she's been in touch with Craig Hospital because, you know, usually there's a wait at Craig. So she's been in touch with them. So
those little things that you're talking about, that just tells you how bad this guy is.
Well, yeah.
The condition he's in.
I was thinking it was great news.
You That's said great that. News, oh, but like, I'm just
oh
saying.
Oh, my gosh.
He got to a point where it was touch and go there for a while. And still might be for all I know. I have no idea. But we do know that they can get him back here, and they're willing to do it. But you got to have $150,000 to do it.
I'm a little shocked that this cruise ship hasn't stepped in a little bit. I know they can't probably because then they'd have to do it for everybody, but yeah. It seems like, you know, don't you see like the Coast Guard pulling people off that are deathly ill off the cruise ship and stuff?
Even like just do something under the table. Be like, you know, do it quietly here. Like, we'll pay for that. Just don't
let the press. Trust me.
I don't think you do it quietly. Yeah, you just do it.
Yeah. They want the press for it too.
Well, but Jamie's point, then they're going to have to do it for everyone that gets sick on a cruise ship and stuff.
Well, this one's far more than just getting sick on a cruise ship. This guy is like really in bad shape. So, and it's making world news. So it's a good gesture for this cruise company to step forward and do something. Most people that get sick on a cruise doesn't make world news.
Right.
This is a big deal, okay? So they need to get this guy to the U.S. If you can go to our Facebook fan page, we have the link there for GoFundMe. $104,000 right now. Man, another $40,000, $46,000, boom, it's possible.
Somebody said, you also have to realize how difficult it is to get these medvacs to fly to other countries. There's a lot of red tape. I can imagine.
So.
I know it's a lot of political crap.
You're right.
Yeah.
I have no idea. All right. Again, it's on our Facebook page, the fan page of BJ and Jamie. You'll find it at the top. It's pinned right there. If you can help out the Matlock family, we'd really appreciate it. We'll get to tablet trash next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Aw. Oh, look at this picture.
What? Who is that?
Jay Cutler.
It's a bad picture.
Oh, Jay Cutler. Oh, he was a great quarterback for the Denver Broncos, man. Played at Vanderbilt in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you have a picture? Are you in love with him or something?
Well, no, because he's in jail.
Oh.
Whoa. Jay Cutler's hit the pokey?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. What did he do? Oh, no. Jay, our quarterback? Is he in jail?
Jay Cutler's in jail. You might know him as, if you don't watch football, he's also the ex-husband of Kristen Cavallari. They had a show together for a little while, and he didn't really do anything but go, I just want another farm animal.
He just moped around the house, literally, like just a slug.
I know.
Why is he in jail?
He was arrested for DUI and three other offenses, including a gun possession.
Oh.
The other crimes were failure to exercise due care, violation of implied consent law, and possession of a handgun while under the influence.
So he was drunk, got out of the car, wouldn't take the test, wouldn't do the old walk, you know, the old walk of shame.
Yeah.
None of that. And he had a gun.
Yeah, while drunk.
Jay.
He sounds like a Tennessee boy, doesn't he?
Yeah. In Tennessee, most of that stuff's legal, I think.
Yeah, so that's where he got pulled over.
Or Jay Cutler.
In Tennessee. Man. Because that's where they live. And
you know that Kristen girl, she's laughing this morning. That Cavallari. What is that her name?
Yeah, Cavallari. Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, you know that she's just sticking to him.
What is going on?
I do think that.
You do?
I think that she's real happy about
it. I don't. I think when you have kids, you're like mortified for your children.
I mean, that's her father, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this woman cares.
Well, she's that one that, remember she said that, Kanye isn't Kanye. He has a clone.
Hey, she's a nut job.
And she dated the whatever boys.
Montana boys. Mark from Montana boys.
The fact that you know his name is
Mark from
scaring
the Montana boys.
Yeah, I just know him as these goofy boys. He knows their names. Who else is on it? Lies!
I just know Mark.
Lies. He knows them all.
Well, this sucks for Jay.
Yeah, it does. He was bailed out at $5,000. So, man, there's a lot of people that are getting DUIs that can really afford drivers.
Yeah.
You know?
Stupid.
Yeah, he can.
I mean, I did bitch about having to pay $200 to go to Bar Bingo to our boss. He didn't care because it was that's how much my Uber was back and forth and with a tip and stuff. I'm smart enough to get an Uber. Why are they smart? And they have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, that should be nothing for them.
Was this like late last night or early this morning?
Yeah, late
happened?
Last night, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So that's the latest on that guy. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. There was, where did I do with all my stuff? Stand by. It's here somewhere. Yeah, here it is. I wasn't ready. I was just getting breaking news. Because I bet you haven't heard that yet, have you? Mm-mm. You hear it here first.
You got good sources.
I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. called National Public Radio. All right, this is also another DUI case, which is Patrick Mahomes Sr. I feel bad, like I said earlier this morning, is because Patrick Mahomes was hoping that this would finally go away. But unfortunately, TMZ has the actual body cam from back on February 3rd of his dad getting pulled over by police. And how he goes on and on about how, basically, if they arrest him, his son is going to lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I like this audio.
Well, there's 15 more minutes of it that we didn't play.
I like the piece that we have here from what Spadella has told us about what else is on the audio. I like it because here's a guy that gets pulled over drunk, okay? But he gives the police options.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, now you can take me to jail. You can buck me, throw me under the damn jail if you want to, but my son's going to lose the Super Bowl. So if you've got money on the Kansas City Chiefs, I wouldn't take me to jail.
Exactly.
Like his options.
All right, so here he is.
I'll let you do what you got to do, but, you know, dude, this is crazy. My son's getting ready to play in the Super Bowl, and I'm doing interviews 5 or 6 a day, and then now this gonna be on the news, which is gonna him, and it's probably him up. He probably won't win the Super Bowl, but that's fine. If that's what y'all want to do, that's good. What you mean you're not telling anybody? It's gonna be on the news as soon as I get in there.
But if that's what you guys want to do, you're doing your job. I get it. I mean, what a nice drunk.
I know.
He's a good drunk.
He wasn't combative, but yet I do like that he slipped that his son, who his son was.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't say, like, do you know who my son is? As he's like, well, I guess we're going to lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah, pulling out all the stops.
If you guys have gone out and bought yourself Kansas City Chiefs gear, this is going to screw it up, boys.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. Oh, my God. The Shaw's of Sunset. I know you guys don't know who that is, but Shaw's of Sunset used to be on Bravo. It was a pretty good show. I liked it a lot. Unfortunately, Ryan Seacrest produced it and created it. Anyway, there's a guy named Mike, and he ruined it for everybody because he was charged with domestic abuse. So therefore, Bravo dropped it. This was a couple of years ago, but once again, just now, the video's coming out.
Of
Mike in the domestic
abuse?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, so I don't think that shows, because everybody was kind of hoping for a reboot.
Yeah.
But now with this coming out, no way.
Yeah.
Another reboot is, oh my God, wait, hold on. The puffy sleeves guy. That guy. It's going to come out again. That movie.
Puffy sleeves.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
Yeah, that's all I could do.
Wait, what? What's his name? Help me. Come on. What's his name? We all love the movie. It's really quirky. His brother like tries to be a football player, even though he's not a football player. And he's real dorky. Do I go to the prom? You know, he talks like that.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes!
Oh. Boom! Yeah!
The puppy sleeves was throwing me off. Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, once you said that, eat your food, Tina. Eat your dinner.
Anyway,
I don't know how I picked that up.
Sorry. I remembered it from yesterday. I wanted to tell you guys, but then I forgot the guy's name. Maybe I have lead poisoning.
Oh, gosh, freaking idiot.
So anyway, they're going to do a reboot, but I don't know how it's going to play. I mean, all these guys are older now.
I know. I saw the picture of them in a diner, and I was like, I don't know how this is going to fly.
So this has all become a rumor because they were at like Waffle House a couple of days ago, and they were all, the whole cast was there at Waffle House, and the guy that was serving them listened to him and heard them say that they were talking about a reboot, and now he went to TMZ and he's like, dude, these guys were all at Waffle House and they're going to do a reboot.
Jamie, we just bragged about your sources. And now your sources is a waiter over at Waffle House.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're done.
It's an inside source right there.
Right? All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay.
I think I can do this. I think I can explain it. No emotion.
Okay.
Just quick explanation.
All right. Okay.
And this occurred last year, if you remember.
It did. Yeah. Yeah. And so I felt like this year we made an, not we, I'm part of your family now. I thought we all made an agreement that this year would be for you.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We did.
All right.
Or assume that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because that was part of the deal.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. So the holidays are coming. Okay. It all kicks off. Halloween is great, but Thanksgiving is really the kickoff.
You love Thanksgiving.
Holiday season. I love Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving as much as Christmas, maybe even more. Okay. Because right. I love food. All right. And I love football.
Love to cook.
I do.
That's your passion.
Yeah. And for me, Christmas has gotten so commercial. You know, I'm that guy. You get a present here and there, but there's no use loading up the tree like we do. I think it's a little over the top. But Thanksgiving's one of my favorites. Well, every year, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. All right, by golly, down home Thanksgiving.
They leave butter on the actual countertop. I'm bread and butter people.
it's a thing. You're adding color commentary.
Yes, yeah. Like, that's who Tennessee people are. Yeah. They like eat white bread, Wonder Bread, or Bunny Bread, and the spread the butter on it.
I'm simply saying that from Nashville and most of the country, we love turkey dressing, cream corn, the green bean casserole, the whole works, okay? That is Thanksgiving. In fact, we're talking things that we never, ever cook the rest of the year.
Right. It's a one-time event, event.
One day.
Yeah.
Well, my family is also from various parts of the world, and so they like to have a different cuisine every now and then. So last year, we decided that we'd go to a relative's house, and that they are Mexico is what they prefer. So we had tamales, tacos, and, you know, things like that for Thanksgiving. Not the same, okay? Just not the same for me, all right?
Did they do shredded turkey inside the tamales? Right.
I don't know, Jamie. I didn't ask. I'm not going to get my turkey in a tamale. Tamale turkeys. Or turkey tamales.
Turkey tamales?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
So I was thinking, it's family, okay? It's close family. So I'm thinking, and I think I even said, okay, you know what? We'll do it this year, but next year back to me. We can go back and forth.
That's not how I heard it. I heard last year you had a fit, too, and you didn't show up.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. I'm trying to not get emotional about this.
You put your foot down, remember?
Yeah, remember? He was like, no, this is not the traditional Thanksgiving. I'm not going.
Bottom line is. Bottom line is, this year's my turn. But no. No, no, no. So yesterday, someone sends out a text. And they say that, now this is Taco World over here, you know, that's sending out the text where we went last year.
Right.
Or where we were supposed to go last year. Let's see here.
Well, didn't your wife go with, like, your son?
Her frog.
Yeah, you got split frog. Up, yeah.
Okay. The text is, we are planning on doing Thanksgiving at our house this year and would love for you guys to join us.
Wow.
Well. Nope. Out of the blue.
No, you don't get a choice or anything. No, last year, at least they told you could do yours on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Why don't you just push yours back?
I'll get to Friday in a second.
Here comes the passion.
Here's what I'm thinking. When I first saw the text, my first thought was, maybe we should have talked about it. You know, what do you guys want to do? You want to do Christmas here, Thanksgiving here? We go back and forth. What did we do last year? Where do we go from here? You know, just a quick little gathering, little meeting on text.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some, no, decisions made. All right, decisions made. Well, I wrote back. I got to check with my kids. They could be coming to town. I'll have to get back to you, man.
And then tell the next text that you sent.
Which one? What do you mean?
The one to all the kids, please come here for Thanksgiving.
Pleading.
No, Jamie. I was going to mention that. That makes me look evil. Stop. Stop. Let me control this conversation. I don't control conversations when we're talking about your boyfriends.
I go, what are you doing? He's like, I told him I'd even pay for their airline tickets, everything.
He's like, I don't care how much it costs. I'll write that check.
I'm going to show them that I have family here, too, to pay Thanksgiving for.
Now, guys, we don't have to say everything, okay?
But isn't the rule this way? Here's the rule,
right,
okay?
The rule is
whatever the wife wants to do, that's what you do. everybody knows that the moms get screwed over, like if you have a son, like, because I have a son. Yeah. So whatever, like, the girlfriends want in their lives, that's what you do. That's why so many, like, boy moms get left out at Christmas and Thanksgiving, because they're always on the mom's side. I mean, on the girl's side. They go over there. So what if your wife, you go over to her side. That's kind of how it goes. Like Bree, like everything that Bree wants, you guys do.
We do,
no,
a lot. We do,
no,
a lot.
No, no.
Yeah,
no,
that's kind of
it when, just naturally happens.
No,
it's
does
not
happen
it's
like
nothing
that
you no, mean no, like intentionally no, or anything. No,
but just that's just how it works.
Yeah. Well, it might for you guys, but for me, I'm all about, I want Thanksgiving meal. Now, if we're going to do turkey and all that up there at their place, that's fine.
Well, no, he didn't mention, or he or she, whoever texted you, didn't mention what kind of food it was.
Oh, I know what kind of food. I know what we're getting. But I want to do a traditional Thanksgiving,
right,
because you only get that food once a year, okay?
Right.
You even said that off air, Jamie.
No, I agree with you. I would never go to a place where I would have that food for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I just wouldn't.
Yeah, it doesn't just seem the same to
me,
okay? And I want Macy's parade on. I want the football games after the turkey.
I don't want to sit.
That's my tradition. And your immediate family is who you should do that with. And if others want to come in and celebrate.
And they fly them in, they get their rental
car. They can do their own, and they can have whomever wants to come there. You know what I mean?
Right,
So I have no problem. It's just that I feel bad. But at the same time, I don't feel bad because I don't feel like that I should have to give up mine.
I mean, I will agree with you. Eating tacos, watching the parade would be weird.
It's a weird combo.
Yeah,
it's a weird combination for me. And I don't want to be forced to move mine to a Friday.
Right.
Because Friday is not the same.
You could have theirs on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can have turkey tamales on Friday.
I'm sure, though, your boys were like, why is Dad agreeing to pay for our airline tickets, our rental cars, and everything?
I didn't really say that, Jamie. Back it down.
My family's here, too!
But my wife just texted, and she said that she wasn't sure if she could make it to the other celebration either.
Wait, what?
She needed to check with me.
wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, tell
what
me this again.
What a lovely lady.
No, tell me this again. I didn't follow it.
My wife
just
sent a text.
In the group.
Yes, in the group, saying, hey, not sure we can make it. BJ loves traditional.
What?
Gotta check
She's
with
standing
this.
Up for
she
you.
She took up for you.
What a woman. I'm telling you, everybody should get married. You need a woman in your life.
Oh, my God, she took up for you.
Oh,
this
I love
is
it.
This is
I love you, honey.
I love
you, honey. If you were only here.
BJ and Jamie.
What a woman. What a woman she is.
You're getting lots of texts. We'll get to those in a minute. But a lot of people have some input.
By the way, folks, here's the deal. Wall-to-wall concerts right now.
Yeah, wall-to-wall.
We're going to start with Coldplay. All right, we'll start with Coldplay, but this is wall-to-wall.
Here's the deal. Coldplay World Tour at Empower Field, and it's going to be next summer. But here, we're going to make this so easy for you to win. All you have to do is be caller 19 to get a pair of tickets to see Coldplay, 303-22-ALICE.
We're all about concerts around here, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here in a second. And when we do, when we come back, we're going to give you the big act that's going to be a part of Alice in Winterland, and that's in December. That's a concert that's coming up soon. It is going to be at the Fillmore. And very, very few tickets remain.
Oh, that's right. You did say that yesterday.
Remember what we were told yesterday?
Yeah.
We can't say the number, though, they said.
I know. Well, it's less than 30.
Yeah. It's less than the number of people sitting in this room.
Yeah.
Very few.
But we still need to announce
We'll announce another act that's been added to it. As you know, you've got Benson Boone. What's the other one? Dasha?
Dasha.
We have them a part of the show, too. All at the Fillmore. Tickets sold fast. Now, we're about to announce somebody else that will be there, too. We'll do it after this commercial break. All right. Back to Texadato.
All right. Here is...
Now, I explained.
Yeah.
In-laws, different Thanksgiving. It's a Mexican-style Thanksgiving. I like traditional. Want to stay at home. Little old tiff going on there. But I'd like to do my own.
BJ, I'm with you. My uncle insisted on hosting Thanksgiving this year, and he's doing surf and turf. I immediately booked a flight to go visit my mom and have a traditional Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
BJ, your passion for Thanksgiving is impressive, but also incredibly exhausting.
You what?
Exhausting.
Why? What went wrong? Whoa.
I wish you would have told my mother-in-law that we had to do what she wanted to do. It's not always about the sun side. You know, because I said because I only have a son, and so it's all about whatever the girlfriend wants to do. It's all about their family.
Let me ask you something on that. What you explained to me, because I thought of this while after I hit the commercial break or the song, whatever it was. Does that apply when it comes to like a relative that's not their parents? Now I understand if it were Lisa's mom,
right,
that was doing this, then I'm more obligated to go. But it's not.
But she's going there.
Yeah.
So the daughter should go too. Because my sister deals with it. My sister has a boy and a girl. And so my nephew is literally never at Christmas or Thanksgiving because he's with her side.
Because she's always.
Yeah. So, and then the daughter, then my sister's daughter, though, is always at my sister's house and makes Gabe come along.
That's how that goes.
Somebody else said, we one year told my entire family that we were going out of town. We never left and they never knew.
That's hilarious. That's a great move. I never even thought about
that. Somebody said, why don't you make the whole Thanksgiving traditional meal and take it over there? And you guys can have tacos and turkey.
No, I'm not packing a turkey for an hour drive. No.
Okay. Man, you sound like a grumpy old man. I'm not gonna drive with a damn turkey in my car.
No.
You kidding? It's an hour away.
No.
It's probably like 20 minutes.
No. All right. Well, you know, everybody has these things that pop up between the family when it comes to Thanksgiving and Christmas both, you know?
Do you want to hear the saddest Thanksgiving ever?
What?
This is so sad. So it was my first Thanksgiving without my son because of split custody. And I never not had him on Thanksgiving. And so I didn't want to go back home because I knew it'd be too sad. So I sat there by myself in my house with the two single cheeseburger fry combo meal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that first holiday you have without your kid is like torture. So I just, I had White Claw and cheeseburgers on Thanksgiving. Dad.
Great. White Claws and cheeseburgers.
So at least you're not doing that. Yay.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay, so. All right, so we're going to make a big announcement and we played The Fray. So.
That's a band that should be at Alice in Winterland, you know?
Yeah, they should. Oh, the odds of getting a band that big? Are you kidding me?
Slim to none.
Woo! The Fray.
We're so late with this announcement that they've already...
They'll be at Alice in Winterland. That's the big announcement.
Listen, can I tell you something? What? We're so late on this announcement. Yes, The Fray. And we'll get to it again. We'll get back to it. But we're so late on this that they had it scheduled for posting at 8. So they've already announced it.
Yeah.
All over social media.
What?
It's all over.
Because we're so...
They beat us to it?
Well, we're late.
We were supposed to do it at 8 o'clock.
You know what this means? We will never, ever get another big announcement here on our show.
I know, but this is actually really cool. I love The Fray. So The Fray is going to be at Alice in Winterland December the 5th. This show is going to be outrageous. I'm so excited about it. And so we still have a few tickets left.
Very few.
None, almost.
Two.
I know, right? So you can get them at alice1059.com, right?
So you got Benson Boone.
Yep. Yep.
You got the Dasha.
Dasha.
Yeah.
This could be part of the problem.
And then you got The Fray.
Right.
Or some people call it The Fry. It's going to be a great show.
It's going to be massive. Like, this is probably the best lineup we've ever had.
You're right? Yeah, this is great.
Man, I got to
I agree with you. Remember when our boss told us I screamed? I'm like, oh my God, this is the best lineup we've ever had.
Seriously.
I was freaking out. Yeah, I'm excited about this. And it's the day before my birthday. Yeah.
Sorry about the announcement, folks.
Yeah, it's kind of half-assed.
I got a text a few minutes ago. What? Unbelievable. Great news. Great news. It's got to do with the thing that we talked about.
But I don't want to say anything yet.
Why?
Because then it'll
be... No, I'm just teasing.
I know, but the tease gives it away.
Kinda.
Yeah, don't say anything. Yeah. When we come back, something really amazing. There.
Next. Next.
BJ and Jamie.
Feels very busy today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It does. Yeah. Everything going on. All right, earlier, about 30 minutes ago or so, we talked about this guy that's made national and world news from right here in Inglewood, Colorado. He was on a cruise with his wife, went over to England, various places, various ports.
Wedding got anniversary.
Sick. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wedding anniversary. Got sick. They thought it was the flu, pneumonia. Turned into sepsis, bad shape, really bad shape. I mean, life-threatening, and affected his brain, different things. And they're trying to raise money to get him back. It takes a medevac to get him back, and it costs $150,000.
From Copenhagen.
Now, the family, you can't just come up with $150,000 to bring dad home to get to Craig Hospital here in Denver, because, again, he's in really serious shape. So they started a GoFundMe. And it's done really well, okay? I think we're at 104,000, I think it is.
105.
105 as of right now. So his son, who we spoke to earlier in the week, Payne, is back on the line. So we're trying to get an update on dad.
Right. Hi, Payne.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, good. So can you give us an update on your dad?
Yeah, he's they're getting him in and out of the room now. He's opening up his eyes a little bit more. He's still unable, of course, to sit up on his own. He's still in a medical bed. Yeah, my mom sent me pictures this morning when we woke up. But of course, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon there. But he's got his eyes open, and she's got a little stocking cap on him. He, my wife made a comment. He looked like Slim Shady, but Slim Smiley.
Stocking cap on. Is he aware? Does he know?
No. He's not very coherent at all, but he's starting to make little movements in his hands and stuff. I don't think he's not talking at all yet. So,
all right, well,
that's why we need him at Craig.
We're at $105,000 on GoFundMe. Have you seen that?
Yep.
Yeah. The goal is $150. Now that's a good price to get him home, right?
Yep, that's a good price to get him home, and hopefully help out with a little bit of the medical bills after the insurance takes care of a little part of the flight.
But this thing has popped up on the Denver Post website.
Yeah.
I saw it on Westward yesterday. So a lot of people are promoting this and trying to get your dad home. You know that, right?
Yeah, we know it. And we are so very, very grateful for every little donation, even the $2 donations that we've seen. Yeah. I've had people just come up and give me the last couple bucks out of their wallet when we tell them about what's going on, and it's really heartfelt. And my mom is so grateful. I wish we could talk to her, and we just need to get her home and dad home. And we did put dad on a waiting list to get on at Craig, but we are trying to get him inboarded at Swedish at least, so that way if he does make it into Craig, he's just right across the street.
Yeah.
Payne's dad is stuck in Copenhagen in serious condition. We need to get him back here to Colorado, just on a cruise and got sick. I got a text a few minutes ago, Payne, I wanted to make you aware of. This is from Dave, who was the former owner at Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, and he sold it to his son and a family member, okay? But here's what Dave just wrote me. He said, "Hey, buddy, I heard you guys talking about that GoFundMe page to get that guy back home. I just talked with Justin and Bo over at Steel Bros. They're going to donate $5,000.
Wow.
Oh.
And I personally...
Wait, just let him have that moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. $5,000.
$5,000 from Steel Bros.
Holy crap.
I know, right? Yeah.
Should I go on?
Now you can.
Okay. Thank you, Jamie. Steel Bros will do $5,000. And I, that's Dave, personally... we'll throw in another $5,000.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
We're trying, buddy. People like this are coming forward.
This means so much. I cannot wait to call my mom right now.
Aw.
I've got goosebumps.
I know, too. So $10,000.
$10,000 from our buddies over at Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So all of a sudden... we're at 115,000. We're not far away.
No, we're not.
35 grand. You know, we're there. We're there. We're going to get dad home. We're going to bring him home.
We appreciate it. Yes, he's going to come home, and I can't wait till he gets better, and he'll be going around saying thank you to everybody. He'll want to cook everybody dinner.
Oh. We'll have a party for him.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Payne, we wanted to give you the good news, Steel Bros is doing. They're going to give you $5,000 from the company, and then Dave personally will write a check for $5,000 that should be going into your GoFundMe. By the way, if you would like to give, you'd like to help bring his dad home, you can go to our Facebook page, to the BJ and Jamie fan page, and
we pinned it at the top, yes.
And it's pinned right there. Come on, let's get this guy home. He needs to come home to his family. All right, Payne.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it
so much. We're going to get him home.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you, buddy.
Aww.
All right, thanks.
There you go.
Wow. Thank you, Steel Bros.
Seriously.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, before you know it, it's just going to be you and the boyfriend out there on the golf course when it's all over and done.
Wait, first of all, can we go back to what just happened, the moment? Can we, before we go forward?
Oh.
The moment, how beautiful that was?
Oh, yeah.
Holy, you know, you have ADHD, B, C, D, F, G.
You literally forget about things as soon as they happen.
I mean, right?
I didn't forget about it. I was just moving on.
Just to take a moment, in case you didn't hear it, Steel Bros Heating and Air, they just gave $10,000. Well, Dave gave $5,000 himself, and Steel Bros gave $5,000 to help our friends. I feel like we're friends now because I talked to the daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And get updates from her and stuff. So I feel like they're our friends now. Anyway, they gave $10,000 to try to get Guy and Adrian, the mom and dad that are over, they were having a cruise and then he got the flu and then it turned into sepsis. And it's $150,000 to put him on a medevac airplane, which who knew about that, right?
I had no idea.
So many people are texting me telling me how happy that they are to find out that you didn't know that our United States insurance doesn't cover that stuff.
Had no idea.
Yeah,
no,
it doesn't cover. So the policies are pretty cheap. If you go overseas, they're like $200 and they'll pay like up to $200,000 in medical bills and flights and stuff. So always try to do that. I didn't know it either, you know, so it's not on them. Nobody knows this.
Right.
And so even Garo, my friend, is like, oh my God, we've been flying all over the world and we had no idea. So thanks to Steel Bros, they put down that money. We're going to get this guy home. I believe it.
I think they'll get to their goal maybe by the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
We're hoping. We'll find out. And we'll update you, too, as we go along.
Sure.
But I'd love to get this guy back.
Yep.
And at some point, I'd love to talk to Mom.
Yeah, I know.
At some point.
She's there.
Yeah, she's there with him. So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll look into that.
All right, but in the meantime, I've had a little monkey wrench thrown in. So I'm supposed to go golfing today with myself, Okie Dokie. Don't freak out, everybody.
Old boyfriend. Right? Old boyfriend.
It's fine. It's fine.
Didn't work out real well.
No, we're just friends.
And it was serious. I mean, dead serious for a while. Yeah. But then it went.
Yeah. I mean, we were like going to get engaged to buy a house.
Wow.
Yeah,
you guys were shopping together.
We were
together.
Shopping a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, serious.
Yeah, it was serious. But it's over now. But now we're friends. We hadn't seen each other in 7 years. All that stuff. And so everything's fine now. And we're friends. And so then my friend Christy was going golfing with us. And then Paul, who, you know, he's our common friend.
Yeah.
So we were all four going, right?
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden at the last hour, Christy now just pulls out.
She can't go.
She can't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Paul now is the third wheel.
Right.
If I were him, I'd cancel now.
Yeah. There's no way I'm going.
There's no way I'm showing up.
Why?
No.
Why?
That's awkward as all hell.
Why is it awkward?
It's awkward because you guys used to be a couple.
Yeah.
Now you're back out there. And if another couple shows up to play with you, it looks like a couple of couples. All right? But now, with him out there in his own cart, you two over in your little cart, and he's driving along. It's like he's just chaperone or something.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's looking out after him, like accompanying them to a dance or something.
We're going to the prom together. You know, he's escorting you to the prom.
He's got to watch you like
flirt a little bit.
No, you know, we don't flirt. Listen, we've already played. I've played a golf like 2 weeks ago with Okie Dokie. Nothing happens. We just have a fun time.
No,
it's not like intimate or and like kissy face or anything.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying the whole flirting. If you don't do whatever, okay. Whatever, it's still just weird for him. Not necessarily you guys, because you guys view Paul's a friend.
Yeah.
Okay. No big deal. This guy, Okie Dokie, knows Paul. It's all fine. I'm just saying, if it were me in Paul's position, I don't go.
Well, why don't you go with us?
Not a chance in hell.
Why?
No, I'm not going.
Why? Why wouldn't you go?
I got a contractor at the house. I can't leave him alone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've been told by my wife. I have to be there every minute he's there.
I thought you ran that household.
I'm out.
I thought you ran the household.
Well, I do until there's a contractor there. Then we have certain rules we play about, okay?
But, I mean...
But listen. You don't want to be
Paul
a third...
Paul and Okie Dokie are both members there, so they're used to just playing. Pick up and playing.
Not together.
I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know why.
See, if I went, let's just say this.
All right.
If I went with a couple, and I'm not saying this is the case with Jamie and Okie Dokie and Paul. I'm not saying this is the case at all.
Okay.
I'm just going to put myself in a different scenario. Okay.
Okay.
My scenario is this. I'm showing it to play golf. Was going to be for two couples. Okay. And the couples are just friends because I'm just friends with this.
Well, yeah, because Paul's married and Christy's married.
Right. Right.
Yeah, to other people.
It comes off as two couples that happen to be just friends.
All four
no
friends.
No relationships whatsoever.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
All right. All good. Now, one cancels. All of a sudden, it highlights the fact that this other two used to be a couple. Because now I'm just by myself out there. And not only that, there's one person in that cart that I love dearly.
Oh, my God. Paul, love Paul.
No, I'm talking about me being Paul. There's one person in that cart of two that I love dearly. She's a good friend. I mean, they are a good friend, okay? The other one. I despise.
What? But
not
that's
a big
you.
Friend. Not a big friend. The only reason I'm here is because of her. But, I mean, him or
what,
it.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just saying it puts him in a weird position.
But he doesn't hate him. He doesn't care.
Right. He doesn't like it.
He doesn't hate him.
They tell me things, Jamie.
He doesn't hate him. He talks to me. He trusts me and my decisions. And it's like, okay, that's cool. You guys are friends. I get it. He gets it. And he understands, because I told him, I said, he apologized. He's a different person. He's like, hey, I used to be, you know, a douchebag too. And I changed. So anybody can change. And you have to accept his apology and forgiveness.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how he feels.
Well, I made up most of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Remember back in the day, BJ, when you used to be fun?
What are you talking about?
Well,
what do you mean back in the day when I'm still fun?
Because one of a person out of our foursome, she's flaking. It's fine.
Yeah.
We made a bet on it.
Yeah, well, she's got a job.
Yeah,
something
but
popped up. Okay, I get it.
I mean, a job, schmob.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so there's an opening. So I asked BJ, but anyway, here's the thing. Paul just sent me a memory, one of our Facebook memories.
Yeah.
And it's you and me and Paul and Scooter all golfing.
Oh.
I know.
Really?
Remember when you were fun and you could do things?
I used to have. You know what I remember about that day more than anything, though? Jamie likes to play this game with your golf clubs, okay? She'll sneak up while you're off, you know, maybe on the green putting or whatever. She'll loosen the bag on the cart so that when you take off with the cart, your bags, $1,000 clubs, fall on the ground.
Oh.
She did that on the second hole.
You know, and you know what's funny? Is now that I have PXGs that are really expensive, I would never do that to anybody.
Now you realize why people freak out.
My clubs were crap, so it was funny to me, but now that I've spent $3,000 on clubs, I'm like, I would never do that to anybody.
A joke on the golf course is like kicking somebody's ball over into like a higher grass maybe for their next shot.
Yeah,
you don't throw their clubs on asphalt.
Well, my new joke is running over the golf ball and it smushes into the ground.
See, that's a joke. Yeah. That's okay.
It's harmless.
Yeah. I learned my lesson, okay? But anyway, you used to be fun and you could do stuff and your wife didn't have you under a thumb and you would go golfing.
I am still fun. I'm not under a thumb.
Really?
No, but I do have to be home in about 45 minutes.
You're literally locked to the house.
I know. Because she said he can't go anywhere.
I can't leave him alone. You never know. These guys, you know.
He might like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, he might steal a couple of Mickey Mouse watches or something.
Well, if she is like totally, what about Dave at Steel Bros?
What about him?
Is he fun? He golfs.
Absolutely.
He golfs. Maybe we should ask him.
We? You?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He's a good golfer.
Is he?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm. Anyway, all right. Let's see here. Lots going on. It's Friday. Can you guys tell it's Friday? I just got a little message from the Matlocks, and they talked to Adrian, the mom that's over in Copenhagen, yeah. And she's so grateful to Steel Bros. I mean, I guess she's just beside herself.
Yeah.
So again, thanks to Steel Bros for donating that $10,000 to the GoFundMe page. It hasn't shown up yet, but it will.
What a big help.
Yeah, I know. Huge. We're going to get that guy home.
Yeah, he's coming home.
And by the way, it's funny that his name is Guy when I say you're going to get that guy home.
That guy.
Yeah, his name is Guy.
Guy.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys see that this woman accidentally swallowed her wedding ring while she was taking vitamins?
Well, I didn't look into the story, but I did see it floating around.
Yeah, so she was on vacation, and she took off her wedding ring. Because, see, like, sometimes your finger, my ring right here, it's not a wedding ring, but it's right here, because sometimes I take off my jewelry because it gets itchy,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I do it, too.
So she took it off, and then she laid all these pills out, and then I guess when she put it in her hand, she had the wedding ring in there, and she took them all, and she swallowed it, and now they have to wait for her to poop.
Yeah, that's a tough job there.
Yeah, I know.
Waiting for the poop.
Oh, my God.
I guess
God.
You have to do that on your own.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have help with that.
Oh,
right? No.
No.
But here's what I was thinking. When I saw this story, here's what I thought happened. Now, I have it wrong, obviously. I thought her ring was so loose that she threw the pills into her mouth and the ring slid off her finger.
Maybe. She said, without looking, I threw everything in my mouth and washed it down with water. But it does see she took it off.
Okay.
She did take it off. Yeah.
I thought, man, that's a loose ring.
That is,
especially
yeah.
being on vacation. I know, yeah. right? Yeah. So they're just waiting.
Well, that's just a dumb move on her part.
But yeah, to swallow it.
Pretty dumb.
that is kind of crazy.
Not be able to see that in your hand
or
with
feel
some
it
pills.
In your, yeah.
I wonder if you feel, I mean, I guess it depends how big the rock is. Like, when it, like, I mean, do you know? Or if it's tiny, you're like, I knew you shouldn't have got me such a big diamond.
You probably don't notice going in, but coming out, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
could be some scarring.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong
I'm
with
just
you?
Just saying.
I already did the joke. You didn't have to take it further. Scarring. What the hell is wrong with you?
I didn't realize we were joking. I'm serious.
Okay, I'm getting a little somber for a moment, but Harry Styles paid tribute to former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne following his death at age 31. Now, I am truly devastated by Liam's passing. His greatest joy was making other people happy. He said all these nice things. What I thought was interesting is none of the other One Direction guys made individual statements.
Zane did.
He made an individual one?
I think so.
Because they made a group one.
There was a group, but Zane did, yeah.
And then Niall did too.
So
oh, they
Niall.
Did?
Yeah,
because
they all did.
I hadn't seen any of that. Oh, Zane is your favorite.
Well, Zane kind of went at him like he was kind of a problem. You know what I mean?
Well, they had beef, I know.
Yeah, he even mentioned that.
Uh-huh.
He was
he
very
did?
Honest yeah. with his. He said, look, you know, I didn't agree with him on a lot of stuff.
Wow.
He was kind of a wild child that we needed to rein in a lot.
He said that?
Something to that nature. He brought up, he was very honest about it. I'll just put it that way.
Wow. I don't know if you're honest after somebody dies. I mean, because if that's the case, you and I are screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, now that you say it.
Will you not be honest?
Oh, I will.
No!
Yes, I
no,
will.
No, please don't.
Oh, my God, will I ever. That's the only time I'm going to be able to get all this stuff I know out. When you croak. Oh, I'll be out within 5 minutes, all the stuff I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was thinking,
you better hope I go first.
I just think it's the time to be respectful to one another.
No. You let it fly.
Okay.
I'm holding back.
Wow. All right. Anyway, it was.
I want to mention TMZ here real quick, okay? Because they made a big mistake by posting that picture. Then they came out with an apology yesterday. I don't know who runs TMZ. Who runs
Harvey
it?
Levin.
Harvey?
Yeah.
Harvey's turned into a dummy, okay? Because he's making some really stupid
moves. Although, I think he's out of town because he hasn't been doing the thing that he usually does.
Is the guy with the dreadlocks now in charge?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they're making some bad moves. So, first of all, they put the picture out before anybody ever identifies the body, okay? So the family could have seen this, and it's got the tattoos and the markings. Well,
that was a bad move.
Everybody has been all over TMZ for putting this picture out. So yesterday, they came out with their explanation and apology to a degree, all right? Here's what they said. When information was coming in, police had not yet confirmed that it was Liam. So what we did as TMZ with the website, there was an image. It didn't show the full image of his body, face, anything like that, just his arm and abdomen, which he had identifiable tattoos, hoping that somebody could identify if it were Liam or not.
Wait, that's why they posted it?
Yeah. They're saying they posted it, hoping that somebody could assist them in identifying.
It's not their job.
Exactly.
Well, I guess they figure they're like the cops or something, TMZ of the entertainment world. Yeah. But I'm with you, Jamie. What a stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, all they had to do was come back and say, we apologize. We're sorry. We should have never put that picture out until the family was notified, until everything was verified. Yep. We should have held off. But no. They came back and basically doubled down on it.
And a lot of people are giving them grief for defending it.
Well, yeah, it's a weird way to justify it.
Yeah, because it's not their job.
It's like, really?
If you messed up, you messed up, and just own it that you messed up.
They're trying to make themselves the police, the authorities. You just report on the Kardashians.
I know. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you
it's
do.
It's not your job to identify
a
dead man.
You're the Hilton of Hollywood.
Yeah. All right, you seem very agitated about it.
Well,
what's wrong? Is it because you can't go golfing?
I just...
Because you have to sit at home?
I don't know why I'm so mad at TMZ. I really don't care one way or the other.
On a Friday?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm up to.
We're all going to hit golf clubs and have a great day.
All your best friends are hanging out.
Yeah, and you're just going to hear this.
Get this.
The contractor.
So I just got another text.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Don't forget to stop and grab a sandwich for the contractor.
You gotta bring him lunch now?
You bring him lunch?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Once I brought like all the guys that were working on my lawn dilly bars, but lunch?
He likes Jimmy John's.
Man, you live at that place.
Thanks, BJ, for the food. Weren't you supposed to be golfing?
Remember when I had to do that with the people that put the lawn down?
Yeah.
Remember I had to take, there were like six of them.
Yeah, he took them lunch.
My wife had me to stop and get them lunch. And then, you know, there's nothing that gets me more than me sitting there, giving them lunch, watching them take a lunch break, and knowing I'm paying for it. By the hour.
Right?
Yeah.
By the hour.
It's like, all right, guys, if you don't mind, knock off that KFC a little quick here.
Right?
I need you to get back. Come on, back to work. Back to work.
Then the one guy asked you if you had any wipes because his hands were greasy.
Yeah. Got him a bucket of chicken.
Man, you're like a full service
carer. Yeah, right. I'd be a contractor at your house. This is awesome.
You need help hanging stuff?
Yeah, and you had to like bring in the lumber for the guy?
Yeah.
Because his back hurt?
His back hurts. Hey, man, can you help me with the lumber? I got a bad back. Sure, buddy.
Yeah.
Whatever you need. Anything to get the project going.
And I didn't know in the back world, like my back hurts world, that you said that whoever claims it first,
yeah,
then the other one can't do it.
I have a bad back. And once he said that, I can't come back with, well, me too. I got a bad back. What are we going to do? He claimed the bad back first. Man, I should have jumped on that as soon as I saw it.
This guy has all the moves,
I should have shook his hand. He shook his hand.
Yeah.
But, oh, watch out. I got a bad back. As you're shaking hands.
Yeah.
That's a tip for anyone hiring somebody. That's the first thing you do.
All right, I'm done, everybody. There you go. Tell it, trash. Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Earlier this morning, about an hour ago, so we made the announcement. Another act has been added to Alice in Winterland.
That's
making
right.
It huge.
It is huge. I'm so excited about the show.
Here's the bad news.
Uh-oh.
Only a few tickets.
Oh,
right. Only a few tickets remain.
They're going to sell out today.
It'll sell. Without a doubt.
Yeah,
I think so, too. It might be already sold out now that we made the announcement. I don't know.
Yeah.
We haven't checked this morning, but you can go to alice1059.com and take a look, see if you can get your tickets. But we now have the Fray, big act.
Very big.
The Fray, Benson Boone, who's huge.
I mean, this guy has two humongous hits right now.
And that Dasha. Right?
Yeah, nobody said.
Is it Dasha?
Yep, Dasha.
Not Dasha?
No, Dasha. You said it right.
Good job. And it's not a Bone either. It's Boone.
Benson Bone?
Yeah. You said Bone?
Did I say Bone?
No, he
did. Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. No.
And the Fry. You got the Fry, Benson Bone.
Right?
And Dasha. Big show. Tickets on sale.
Our boss hates us.
Oh. Alice1059.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Schmidel, thank you for setting up that interview for Monday. Thank you. Schmidel.
Schmidel?
Are you there?
Hello?
Schmidel?
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
What?
He's not even paying attention. Hello?
No, he's on his phone. Hey, Schmidel. Hello? You there?
Oh, he has no idea.
He didn't have headphones on.
Wow.
Hello?
What are you doing?
I was putting up some podcast stuff, and then I got text by someone, and I started staring at the text.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Was it
was Liz? Was
no, it? It's someone else.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Liz.
Never mind. Coming up Monday here on the program, we are going to talk to Mom.
Yeah, Adrian.
From Copenhagen.
Yeah, she's in Copenhagen with Guy. And that's who we've been trying to raise enough money for to get him home. And so she's going to talk to us and give us an update on how he's doing and all that.
I'm looking forward to that.
I am too.
Yeah. So she's there.
Right.
First-hand knowledge.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on with Guy, the guy that is in Copenhagen, sick in the hospital, got to get him back to Colorado. They went on a cruise. You know the whole story.
You can read all about it. It's pinned to the top of our Facebook page, and it just tells you everything that went on, how it happened and all that.
Yeah. Monday at
8.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking forward to that. I want to talk to her.
I know.
All right.
And then I think it'll be fun for her not to have, if you've ever sat in a hospital, it just gets so mundane.
Oh.
You know, so it's, I kind of also feel like maybe it's something that she's looking forward to too.
I don't know the family, but talking to Payne just seems like good people, man.
Oh my God. Everybody loves them.
Good Colorado people.
I agree with that.
All right. A shout out.
Oh, I got to do a shout out because, okay, first of all, you know John from Highlands Ranch Imports.
I do.
First of all, John is like literally the happiest mechanic I've ever met in my life. Is he not?
He is.
He's so funny. Well, he's got your outfit ready.
He doesn't smoke weed, does he?
I don't think he does.
Because he's really happy.
No, he's so happy that I think that it's genuine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He just loves life.
He really does. Like, he just is like a happy guy.
Okay, just ask him. I don't know. He's happy.
But I'm picking up your... because you said that you wanted a wrench on a car or whatever.
Yeah.
So he ordered you a jumpsuit with BJ in like that red with the white, you know, like patch.
The classic like auto mechanic.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he ordered
it. He actually ordered it.
He ordered it. And I'm going to bring it.
Not a joke.
No. I'm going to bring it in for you.
Cool. No, I want one. I really do.
What are you going to do with it?
Wear it.
He's going to walk into like an auto mechanic place and just act like he works there.
Dude,
no.
I could have worn it last weekend down at the races. Yeah. I would have looked like I was like a chief mechanic on one of the cars.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, John is my favorite mechanic on the planet, and it's Highlands Ranch Imports, and I'm not doing that as a plug or anything. I mean, I'm just doing it because I love him, but I have had my car ready for a week, and I haven't picked it up yet.
He knows that, though. I mean,
know.
Like,
they
he,
take bets.
It's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but things are tight over there, too.
Because where it's park. Located.
Yeah. Yeah. You might want to go get it.
I am going to get it today.
I mean, he's so nice of a guy. He's not going to say, Jamie, you either come and get it or I sell it.
Right. Okay? I know.
I'm going to go there. Yeah. But he would like it out of the
yeah,
lot.
I'm going to get it today. And your jumpsuit. That's so exciting.
I can't wait for the jumpsuit, man.
Woo!
Yeah. Wear that around the house. Woo!
Sexy time.
In the bedroom. let me work on it.
BJ and Jamie.
I am a little jealous you're playing golf today. Because it's turning out to be a pretty good day
it
out
is.
There, right?
It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, the weather for the weekend, they're saying a 70% chance of rain.
What?
I think it's later. What?
Remember you weren't going to do weather anymore?
They're saying 70% chance of rain, but I think it's going to be...
You gave your opinion.
Yeah, I did. I said, I think it's going to be later.
You can't help yourself.
All right, starting Monday, I'm never doing weather again.
Okay, all
ever.
Right, ever.
You'll never bust me doing it again.
Because I told BJ, he's that commercial, like, don't become your parents.
Yeah.
There's a cumulus cloud over there.
I slipped up again. I did. It's going to be hard to break the habit.
I know it is. Yeah, I know. And you like weather, so it's going to be. But something about like that drives me nuts. And then when you tell me about recipes that I would never make in my life, that drives me nuts. You know, Jamie, how you make those baby back ribs? I don't even have an oven. I'm never making these. You need to use some honey, and you need to use a
You have a grill. You could
do
it.
I don't have a grill.
Don't get
them. You don't have a grill.
I don't have a grill.
You got a grill.
I don't have a grill at my house. I have a grill at the cabin.
Oh, you don't have a grill at the house.
No, I give it away.
Oh, you gave
remember
it away.
I gave it to Sean.
Joe, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to come up with recipes that don't need an oven or a grill.
No, they just need a pan. Right? I need pan recipes only or microwave.
Microwave, yeah.
Have fun today.
I will.
Have fun today. Let's see here. What else?
The GoFundMe, don't forget.
GoFundMe page, which is the top of the BJ and Jamie fan page on Facebook.
By the way, I see my name on it because I know what I gave. Yep. I didn't see your name on it.
Right here. Anonymous. That's me.
Really? Really? Anonymous?
Right
yeah. $1,000 anonymous?
Yep.
Yeah, that's not you.
A guy like me doesn't like to brag, okay?
That's not you at all.
We got to go. Everybody have a great day today. We'll see ya. We'll see ya Monday. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.